What's going on, my friends? Dr. Bruce back in the house with another edition of the Solopreneur Movement Podcast. Every single week, I come into your life with some type of message that is not only resonating for you, but honestly, it's typically on my heart whenever I bring up some of these topics. So today's topic is going to be focused on Nobody Told Me About This Part, one of my favorite songs by George Strait, A Showman's Life. So thank you for tuning in to today's episode. All right, friends, we're going to talk today about Nobody Told Me About This Part. Going back over 10 years ago, I had the pleasure of going to a Gary Allen concert who rewrote or re-sang this song, A Showman's Life, which was originally by George Strait. And one of the lyrics in that song is, nobody told me about this part, right? They told me all about the pretty girls and the wine and the money and the fame, but they didn't tell me about all the different wear and tear that it takes on a honky-tonker's heart, right? And so I think about that for us as business owners, as solopreneur, as salespeople. There is a lot of things. There's a lot of great things that we get to do. Don't get me wrong, right? There's a lot of things that we get to go out there and do that we would not be able to do if we were working for, quote-unquote, the man, right? If we were working on that hamster wheel in the corporate life. So that's why I love life as a solopreneur, is the autonomy and the purpose and the mastery and the creative side of the entrepreneurial spirit. But with that being said, there are certainly parts of working as a solopreneur that really nobody told us about, right? And that we have to experience our own selves. And what really spurred this topic for me is last week I had the pleasure of speaking out in Wichita, Kansas. And so I fly from Phoenix to Wichita. I'm doing a realtor event with the South Central Kansas Realtors Association there for a bunch of the realtor partners. Thanks to my friends at People's Bank for bringing me out there. And then the second half of the day, we did a People's Bank, Five Habits of Highly Effective Loan Officers. So I got to spend time with John and their team. So thank you so much for bringing me out there. And by no means am I complaining, because that's me in my fun zone, that day of training and coaching and speaking. That's what I love doing more than anything. But quite frankly, y'all, it's the behind-the-scenes stuff that's required for me to get out there. So I fly out to Wichita, and there were no direct flights from Phoenix to Wichita outside of basically a flight where I land at midnight. By the time I get my bags and all that kind of stuff, I'm in the hotel room checked in. It's past 1 a.m., and then you're trying to fall asleep, and then you're getting up just a few hours later, right? And so I'm sharing that with you because a lot of people see me speaking on stage, and they're like, oh my gosh, you must live a fun, fascinating life. You get to meet so many different people. And listen, I do. And I love that part of it. But nobody told me about this part as a showman, where I'm traveling all over the country. And, some flights get delayed. Some flights, you have connector flights. You're not getting in until late, right? There's all these other things that go on as part of that, right? Even coming back to Phoenix, the only flight that they had from Wichita to Phoenix was Friday morning at 6 a.m., right? So I go do my speaking engagement. I'm on 3 to 4 hours of sleep going into that, and then I do it. And then I'm like, if you have ever spoken for a full 6 hours, it is a lot of energy that is required of that, right? And then you're getting up the next day to fly out of there. So all of that being said, what I want to focus on with you as the solopreneur is some of these things that I've learned along the way, and I've had the pleasure of speaking and coaching and interviewing a lot of different top producers, the top 1%ers in real estate, mortgage, title, insurance, finance, which are the industries and really the areas that I focus on, right? So there's three things. Nobody told me about this part. So this is where I want to focus on really 3 to 5 minutes on three key points here. So number one, nobody told me about this part as a solopreneur is, most of the time we start a business or we get into a business because we love that field, right? Oh my God, I love everything there is to do about housing or banking or finance or whatever it is, right? For me, it's coaching. And unfortunately, it turns into your passion for an area can turn into a job. It can turn into resentment. And so that's one of those things that we have to constantly manage those expectations to where, you know what, I'm going to go get into a business. And quite frankly, y'all, you can become resentful when it comes to those areas, when it becomes no longer fun in those areas. The behavioral sciences term for this is called passion fatigue. So initially, your passion fuels you, but eventually that daily grind can make the most exciting projects feel mundane. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges that a lot of people working in business or working in sales in general is there's a lot of things that you do consistently, and you have to have a hyper focus. You have to be disciplined around that. Well, if you eat the same food every single day, I don't care how much I love Chipotle or whatever it is, pizza, if I eat that same thing, banana pudding, every single day for 90 days straight, it's going to get old. It's going to get stale. It's going to be boring. So I think that's number one that a lot of people have to realize is your passion can actually turn into resentment or boredom or whatever that might look like, right? It almost always takes longer than you think it's going to take. There's a lot of different sacrifices that you have to make as a solopreneur, right? So sometimes you're sacrificing your social life. Sometimes you're sacrificing your personal life. Sometimes you're sacrificing, quite frankly, you know, if you have a family, your family life. And so those are just different things that a lot of people on the front end is they don't realize that they're going to be having to sacrifice a lot of those different types of things, right? Another part of that would be stop trying to change the world, right? So, I mean, I know that sounds negative, but a lot of people get into business, and again, like they have all this passion, like, oh my God, I have all these great intentions. I'm going to go change the world when it comes to whatever that thing is. And then quite frankly, the world has a way of knocking the shout out of you. All right. So hyper down some of those expectations. Don't lose the passion and don't lose the purpose behind it, but just understand that you're probably going to go through some of those different types of emotions. All right. Now, the second part, talking about those different types of emotions, is managing your own emotions. So that's the second thing that I want to talk about, is just understanding that the 80-20 rule, right? So a lot of us will give 80% of our time and our energy to a certain thing, but the reality is we really only get paid on 20% of the activities that we're doing. And that's really hard for us to understand a lot of times. There's a lot of things that you do all day, every day, these high-value activities or low-value activities or no-value activities that you're really not even getting paid to do, right? And so I think about that for a lot of my coaching calls and a lot of those different types of things. There's a lot of these activities that I'm doing that I'm not necessarily getting paid to do. And I have to just understand that's part of the process within all this, right? Because there's nothing worse as a salesperson, as a business owner, than a deal falling apart. I had this happen this past week, right? We've been talking to this company for over 3 months now. They shared with us, we're waiting on this one thing to be able to sign a contract with you guys, or at least that's how I perceived it to be. All of our perceptions are different, right? But that was how I perceived it as a business owner. I just assumed, okay, once this thing happens, then we're going to win that deal. And then they come back and they said, oh yeah, by the way, we're going to sign with another company. And guys, that truly breaks your heart when you're maybe relying on that money, you know? So, I mean, that's where I work with a lot of people, get like in my real estate friends, right? Like you might just do one deal every 90 days. But that one deal, that one commission check might be worth $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. Well, if you're relying on that one deal per month or one deal per quarter and it falls apart after all this work that you did, that is truly heartbreaking. And nobody told me about that part of the business to where, you know, you get to you think you're getting to the finish line. You think you have this great relationship or conversation and that you're relying on that deal. And so what happens when that deal falls apart and you want to fall apart, quite frankly, right? I talked about it last podcast. Oftentimes we have to go through a breakdown or suffer a breakdown to have a breakthrough. But guys, that's the second part of this, is just those managing those emotions and expectations, especially when you think you're getting across the finish line. A lot of my loan officer friends, you know, you get to the finish line or so you think you've done all this heavy lifting, and then, you know, it might be a trigger lead or it might be somebody goes with somebody else because they're just an eighth of a fraction lower than when it comes to the rate or kind of a thing, right? And so you've done all this heavy lifting, you spend all this time with this person, and then they decide to go with somebody else. So that's the second part of this, is what happens when deals like that fall apart and like you just feel like you want to fall apart. And then the third part, which kind of is, it piggybacks into what we're talking about there, which quite frankly, guys, when you work in business, there's going to be a lot of transactional people. So you feel like you're being very transformational and you feel like you're being very authentic and genuine and honest with other people. And when you work in business, unfortunately, buyers are liars. I don't know if you've ever heard that, but some people can be very transactional. You know, I think about in our selling system, we have a category called connectors, where these are your partners. These are other people that you're connecting with and that, you know, they're helping you grow their business and you're helping them grow their business, you know, kind of a thing. So it's that partnership, but then you start to understand how transactional some people really can be in this world. You know, so I think that's a hard part to where you're talking about this sacrifice and you're going through a different season. And a lot of your existing relationships, quite frankly, will go bankrupt. What do I mean by that? Is they won't understand, you know, when they're wanting to go out and drink on a Thursday or Friday or Saturday, or they want to go do, you know, whatever that activity is. I say drinking in my life because a lot of the things that I do in my life are built around sports and athletics and funds and concerts and, you know, things like that. But you're like, you know what, I can't go do that. And you start to kind of go radio silent on them because you're so hyper focused on all the things that are required of you as a solopreneur. A lot of people can't really understand that part of it, right? So we go through different seasons of our lives to where you might lose some of those closest people that were to you because they move on and they start, you know, they continue to live their life that way while you're shifting and transitioning and making those sacrifices in your own life. But, you know, some of these business relationships can be some of the best relationships that you'll ever have in your life because you have that social identity, that common bond of going out there and trying to grow a business. But it also can be very transactional because, quite frankly, when you think about the personality types of business owners, they can be very transactional, right? It can be very one-sided. It could be very much what's in it for me. Even on the different people, if you work in business to business versus business to consumers and you're helping other consumers get into a home or sell their home or whatever it is, that can be very transactional by nature, right? So that's that third and final part of like, nobody told me about this part is sometimes we'll win false friends within this process. You know, sometimes you'll have people that hate on you. Sometimes you'll have people that talk bad about you behind your back, even though you think you're doing everything that you should be doing to nurture that relationship. Here's another story, and I'm going to try to like keep it as vague as possible to not give it away. But, you know, I spoke at a conference last year, and at the conference, you know, after hours you go, you're at the bar, you're mingling, you're talking to people, that kind of a thing. And so I thought I was just having a real, genuine, authentic conversation, an honest conversation with somebody, one of the attendees there that was actually on the board. And, you know, it got into personal stuff, right? So this is a married woman. I'm not trying to like cross that path by any means. We're just having a natural conversation. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, it's hard for me to date. It's hard for me to, you know, I've always wanted to be married, but like, you know, I'm running this business the last decade of my life and I'm always on the road and traveling. I'm a digital nomad a lot of times, right? So that can be hard. But, you know, I was just sharing with her, I finally got to a point in my life, you know, it's during COVID when I was traveling a lot, I would go to all these amazing places, but I'm there by myself, not being able to share that with somebody else. I know I'm going deep with you guys right now, but again, nobody told me about this part, right? The different sacrifices that it makes. But with this person, I'm sharing this story, and I just thought I was just being authentic and genuine and honest with them. And it turns out, like, I'm reading a blog post and a year later, and she's writing about, you know, these conferences, and she's had these negative experiences, especially with men where, you know, they're trying to hit on her or whatever it might be. Whatever the blog post was, like, again, that might be her reality. I wasn't trying to go that way at all, but it just turned into like that story. I'm like, we were just having a genuine conversation. At no point was it like turning into her and I having a conversation about us. It was like, we're just talking about life stories. And I don't know if she wrote that because it didn't fit her narrative for that blog or whatever it is. But man, it hurt me. You know, at the end of the day, you read something like that. She didn't use my name or anything like that. That was our exact dialogue that we had. And I'm like, here, I was just thinking that we were connecting on a deeper level, which is a part of running a business, right? Like it's not just transactional. It is transformational when it comes to that. And so that's part of running a business, unfortunately, over time is you'll run into things like that, where people are going to say negative things about you, or maybe, you know, they're going to turn it into something it wasn't, or at least that you didn't think it was, sort of a thing, right? And so, you know, the other part I was sharing with her as part of that story is, you know, I go to these conferences, and a lot of times, like, as a speaker, you know, you'll have maybe women, single women that will come up to you afterwards and chat you up. And so I was just sharing, like, yeah, I've had similar experiences like that. I mean, I've literally had an experience where I was speaking at a conference association. I'm in front of the director of that event, and I had a woman come up like, hey, here's my card, you know, like kind of a thing. And I mean, she was making some other nuances, So I'm just sharing those stories with this person, and then she turns this into this whole other thing for the blog, right? I know I'm going on and on about that, but you can tell it kind of hurt me of like, you know, I just thought we were having a great, really genuine, honest, thoughtful conversation. So with all that being said, to wrap up this topic, nobody told me about this part. Life as a solopreneur, there's a lot of things that you're going to experience, right? I hate to use expression like people suck. Some people can suck, man. Some people are going to be very transactional. Some people are going to be what's in it for me. There's going to be times where a deal will fall through that you were relying on that one deal to really make, right? Because of all this, then you might start to become resentful. It always has to come back to why you're doing what you're doing in the first place. Whenever I feel like I go through that, those feelings of emotion, I always come back to, I started this business because I did want to make an impact, especially for younger people, younger, newer people in business and sales. Like that was why I launched. That's why I wanted to go be a professor in the first place. That's why I wrote the book Nextbird. That's why I wanted to go originally be a career author and speaker in my mid to my early to mid 20s. Like that was going to be my path. And then I got into a different path kind of a thing. But I love helping you as solopreneurs, especially when you're newer in the industries and you go from, I think I can make it, right? You really go like there's three stages. I don't know if this is a career path to, okay, I think this is a career path and I can make it to, now I know it's going to be my career and I know that I can make it sort of a thing. So that's what's fun and exciting for me. But nobody told me about the false friends that you can make, the haters that you can make, what happens when these deals fall apart, the managing of my own emotions. 90% of this stuff is managing emotions. So I know I'm going a little bit longer today, but I want to leave you with one of my favorite poems. Whenever I'm going through some of these different emotions that I go through as a solopreneur, is Do Good Anyway. So a poem by, I believe it's Mother Teresa. I've heard different things about that, but nevertheless, it's a great poem and it's called Do It Anyway. People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyways. If you are successful, you will win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone can destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today can be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may not never be enough, but give the world the best that you have anyway. So I just love that poem, guys, because it really is this fact of the matter, the mindset of do it anyways. When you don't feel like doing it, do it anyways. When you don't feel like doing that call, do it anyways. As long as you're doing things to help serve other people and you're being genuine and authentic in every one of those conversations and those relationships, do it anyway, because nobody told me about this part. There's going to be different feelings and emotions and people are going to let you down. Your business is going to let you down. You're going to have passion fatigue at some point, but go out there and do it anyways. Thank you so much. Please do subscribe to the podcast. Share it with others if you get value. I'm recommitted to bringing this podcast every single week for my solopreneurs who are solely in charge of their sales, their service, their marketing, and their mindset. Thank you.